Let's talk to the man himself, Jerry Jones. We have a number for the Star. Let's give it a call. See if we can talk to Jerry about what went wrong during the Mike McCarthy discussions last week. And who's on his list now to be the next head coach of the Dallas Cowboys?
The Star at Valley Ranch in Frisco. This is Steven speaking. I'm going to direct your call.
Oh, hey, Steven. It's the Musers on the ticket. Just wondering if we could talk to your dad.
Hey, Musers. I'm listening to your show right now on the AirPods.
Oh, thank you.
Well.
Good. Who you want to talk to?
Your dad.
Daddy.
All right, let me see if I can figure out these phones. I'm not too familiar with this up here.
What are you doing working the phones?
I got demoted. Hold on a sec.
All right.
The Star at Valley Ranch in Frisco. This is Jerry speaking.
Jerry, it's the Musers on the ticket. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning.
We just wanted to talk to you about the big news yesterday and... And your coaching
position.
Well,
it is, and it is a big day for the Dallas Cowboys. Mike McCarthy, no longer the head coach. I don't know if y'all have heard that. But,
yes.
In connection to that and pursuant to that, for which, wherewithal, I have a big announcement to make.
Well, okay.
And I'm actually glad that you cold called me on this because I was about to call you guys to announce this.
Okay.
I want to encourage... as well as encourage all your viewers to go to DallasCowboyDOT.com to sign up for the head coaching lottery.
The head coaching lottery?
Hit the Fanfare Expo. This is a bit of marketing genius on my part. We've for too long, the NFL has been doing this head coaching thing and searches and hirings in the same old way. And so we're going to mix it up this time, and we're going to have open tryouts
for
the Cowboys to our next playoff loss. This is an opportunity for the Cowboy fans to do what they've always thought that they could do, which is do our jobs better than us. So we're doing this in conjunction with the reality series on Netflix. DOT.com.
Okay.
And so people will be able to watch the open tryouts and watch this as the new head coach, whoever he or she may be, to lead this team.
So anybody can try out? Do they have to have coaching experience?
Did I have to have GM experience before I got the job?
No, I guess not. No.
No experience necessary.
Wow.
All we ask is that you have a current headshot, a working car, and three or fewer felonies. All are welcome. Men's, women's, black, white, whiter, all are welcome.
Okay.
Okay, well, that's certainly interesting. Well, we have to ask you, what happened with Mike McCarthy?
Well, it is. Good question. I've heard many people, saying, "Hey, Mike wanted too much money to stay." That's simply not true. He was offered a very fair 1.5% cost of living raise, along with a company car, very nice low mileage Miata, and he was offered use of the Cowboys Bang Bus.
Gosh.
2-for-1 putt-putt coupons. I think there was free season tickets to all of Jerry Jr.'s school plays and musicals. Pretty sweet deal overall. Pretty nice little package. But he turned that down. And to be quite honest, I'm very thankful he did, because I say good riddance. Good riddance to Mike McCarthy. Yeah. He was too demanding. What's that old saying? More high maintenance than a gate agent with an orphan in her arms.
I've never heard that. No.
That old thing.
No.
But he wanted all these things like authority and respect. I mean, where does he get off of that? I mean, that's just, he wanted a copy of the playbook. I mean, it was just one thing after another. But we even kind of got into it in our exit interview, and good Lord, I hope that audio never leaks out. But
really?
He farted like twice during it. But. But there, speaking of, there are a few things I'm going to actually miss about Mike McCarthy, because as long as Mike was around, you always had someone to blame a fart on. he always got the blame for that.
Well, okay, so it's not Mike McCarthy. Can we throw a couple of names at you and you tell us the possibility of them coaching?
Sure, let's do it. Go ahead.
Okay, how about Mike Zimmer?
You know, I'm mixed on him. I wasn't considering him for the head job until a couple of weeks ago when he announced that engagement to that Maxim model, that yeah. Katerina Mikitin woman.
Yeah.
I mean, have you seen her?
Yeah.
She's like visual human Viagra. She would give me some great material for my spank bank. So I think that's a possibility. Okay. Put Mike Zimmer on top of the list.
Okay, Jason Witten.
Well, he also is kind of a top candidate because I think I could get him for a bargain basement price. You know, kind of like that $2 bargain bin at the end cap at Walmart. He's kind of the coaching equivalent of that.
Yeah, but he's in the high school ranks.
My only requirement for Jason Witten is that he can't wear his hairpiece because there's only one hairpiece allowed in this organization.
All right.
So put him at the top.
Okay, what about Kellen Moore?
That's more of a long shot. I think, you know, haven't we already shown him the door once?
Yeah.
When he was a coordinator. But yeah, you know, we could probably get him pretty cheap, too.
Yeah.
I mean, you just
probably.
Throw an Xbox and a case of Capri Suns at him. I think he'll be happy. So, but he's also boring, though. I find Kellen Moore as exciting as watching paint dry, which is probably why his parents named him after a brand of paint.
Yeah, maybe.
So put him at the bottom.
What about Dion?
You know, the Dion deal, I'd love to do another Dion deal. I love Dion deals. But, you know, he's made it clear that he's only going to take the job if I give that son of his, that Shadrach, Anton Shagur or something like that.
Yeah.
If I gave him, could get him on the team, and I don't think that's going to happen. And you know, Dion kind of pulls the focus away from me. That's kind of what I really don't like about Dion.
Yeah, we wondered about that.
Plus, he insulted my looks and hurt my feelings.
Oh, what'd he say?
He said I look like death eating a cracker.
That's not very nice. What about John Gruden?
You know, John, that's interesting. John's a possibility if he can refrain from some of that language he'd use in emails from time to time.
That was a little disturbing.
And maybe I'll hire John if he lets me pick out his pants.
Okay.
I don't know if you remember that, but
yeah,
he always made me uncomfortable when he was on screen as an analyst because his seam of his pants would always split his ball sack into a beautiful plump lady.
It was tough to look at.
Very tough. So put him second to the bottom of the list.
What about Jason Garrett? Bringing him back.
Do I really want to lure him away from ruining football night in America to come ruin my franchise in the next 5 years?
All right.
He's about as exciting as oatmeal on a white background. Bottom of the list.
And one more that's been thrown out. It's kind of funny. Tony Romo.
You know, it's funny you mention that because I got a call about this about a week ago. And I don't think it's out of the realm of possibilities because there was one very knowledgeable and very well-respected sports person that called me up and made a very persuasive case of why I should hire Tony. So they practically all but begged me not to make the mistake of passing on Tony. So that's an interesting one.
Hmm. I wonder who that was.
Jim Nance. He really believes in Tony. He believes in him. Him for all these years.
Well, good luck with tryouts. Hope it goes well.
I know. I'm very excited because we all know this is going to be the last head coach that I'm going to be hiring.
Oh, wow. I didn't think about that. It could be.
Good morning to you.
Oh, no.
Hang in there, Jarrah.
I'm intrigued by the secret audio tape of the discussions between Jerry and Mike McCarthy that he referenced.
I wonder if we can get our hands on that.
Hmm.